Thank you for holding. Is this Chad?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Chad. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You sound a little under the weather. You okay?
Oh, I'm exhausted, tired.
I hear you.
Yeah. It's been a long week.
No, I get you. I got two little guys at home. I mean, if I don't drink like 2-3 cups of coffee, I'm not coherent. So, I understand that you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you here. I'll try to go quickly. I know you're probably trying to get some rest before the big day tomorrow. But did you have any questions, like, in regards to the listing or how any of it works?
No, I understand. I just, I was wanting to see what the pricing was. I told her, I said, I got another company I'm working with. Basically doing the same thing, but it's all, not just with Google. It's with Google. It's with, you know, all the search engines, the major search engines. So I'm
Google
paying.
Bing.
Yeah. So I'm basically paying a price right now to have that done. So, but I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Just what the
price
is.
That's a little bit concerning though that you say that because we're a Google partner. Like if you look up our company, Local Splash, and then you look up Google Building One, we're right next to them. And we've been in business since 2004. Usually when a company is working with a Google partner, we would know. And the Google partners are the only ones that are going to get you on page one, at least in the local map section or if you're running an ad or doing Google Guarantee. So I'd be interested to see what that service agreement is or what they're saying they're going to do for you. But I did see that you have Home Advisor by Angie's. Is that what you're talking about?
No. I'm with Angie, yes, but I'm not with Home Advisor.
Oh, well, they're owned by the same company. So when you put yourself on Angie, they put you on Home Advisor too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sign you up for like the year and then you pay per lead. Usually.
Right.
So they used to be called Service Magic. That's how long I've been here. It's like 12 years ago. Pretty well versed on what works for a business that's starting up and what's out there. You know, a lot of these guys are pay-per-leads. It sounds to me like you signed up with an SEO company, maybe like a smaller SEO service that'll do some like directory submission for you. And then obviously they have hopes of getting you listed organically on the first page of Google. But it's very difficult for anybody to do nowadays without the Google partnership. Google doesn't give their algorithm access to anybody other than their partners because they don't want another company making money off of Google advertising without them getting a piece of the pie, which I'm sure you can understand if you created Google.
No, I totally understand that.
Yeah, yeah. So with us, we're a partner, so we're calling you about a Google Places placement. Those are those three guys that show up next to the map there on the first page. We only have one spot open currently for a GC in this area. But once we fill that spot, which we're actively looking to do, we close out the category, and then we can't work with any other GCs in the area. You know, that's it for the entire general contractor category. Unless another one opens up, like if these guys like relocate out of Indianapolis, or it's got to be with that, like they got to be further than 40 miles from Indianapolis, actually, and then, or they have to discontinue their placement somehow.
Right.
But you don't have a website already, or?
I did.
Construction LLC. What happened to it?
It's a big mess. It got sold out from under. So they sold the domain.
Japanese or Chinese or something now.
Yeah. See, it got sold to GoDaddy, and then I got a thing about it saying that I was going to have to pay so much to GoDaddy to keep my domain name. It's like, what, you know, but
yeah.
I was working with the company and I had it for 4 or 5 years and all of a sudden that happened and I was like, I couldn't figure out. I called them and of course they couldn't give me an answer as to what happened, but
yeah,
they kicked me off.
Well, it looks like it's owned by another another company now, so I wouldn't be able to get you that domain back.
Right.
But I could... Let me see what I could do for you here. I could get a website for you, and I could get you a domain through Google also for a year. But I could do that. I'm going to try to see if I can just include that. The major benefit to you isn't really the website, although we want you to have it. The major benefit to you is the placement. You know, 90% of searches on Google start and stop on the first page. So it's almost like if you don't have first page placement, then you're not getting seen or getting job opportunities. Even Angie's gets a majority of their leads from Google advertising. And then they're just going to resell you those leads, but they sell the same lead to like three or four people. So what I'm trying to do here is put together a package for you where, you know, you could leave your SEO company without losing any sleep, but also have us generate enough leads for you to not have to be paying per lead on Angie. Because, you know, if you're paying for every lead and you're getting even just four or five of them a week, you know, you're spending $200-$250 a week. It's like $1,000 on marketing. It's insane. Especially for general contracting jobs, you know. That's like a mortgage payment. They always want an arm and a leg for those leads. I have a package here. It's called our Platinum Bundle. Actually, I could show it to you. They usually ask for $5.99 for this bundle because it is an A to Z campaign. It has the site and everything. It's almost like if you were starting your business from scratch. Like, we walk you through your Google verification so you exist on Google. Right now, you don't even exist on Google, Chad. Like, if you type in Cat Construction LLC, it's blank. And you're 7 years in business.
Are you sure about that?
As far as verified profiles, unless you never did a Google verification and there was one created at some point. Let me rerun it. Hold on. Let me see if I Google it instead of look through the partner platform. And then even if there is one, we got to do a name, address, phone number cleanup on you. Also website too, because website's outdated. Google will suspend these listings sometimes if there's inaccurate information because they don't know what they're providing to the potential okay. So now I see what's happening. It's not that it's you have suspension. So you got three Google business profiles, actually, and none of them are verified, obviously, because if one of them was verified, the other ones would have gotten deleted at the time they did that verification. And then there's one of them that has two reviews, and they're five-star reviews. And that's actually the one we'd want to keep because it's also got all your photos on it where the other ones don't. So you must have gone through this a few times. Like, two of these have a hidden address. Another one has like a 2747 East Midland Road at an Indy. Is that you?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, there's a real problem here. There's Angie's. There's Home Advisor. There's City Square. All these directory submissions. You're on MapQuest. Nextdoor app, Yelp, oh my god, okay. So you definitely did a directory submission. Did you sign up with like Yext or something? Was that the name of the company that did your SEO?
It's Apex Media Solutions or something like that.
Apex Media Solutions. Look these guys up. 1-star rating with 19 reviews on Yelp. Okay. They got a D on the Better Business Bureau. I've actually never heard of this company. Services, web design, digital marketing. And these guys just called you out of the blue?
Yeah.
Okay. So they shouldn't be doing that either. It's just kind of misleading from the partner program. Jesus, okay. And then they have $4.99, $5.99, $8.99, $4.99. Premium directory submissions. It does say Google Business Optimization. So that's the Google Business Profile. How many of these companies have you signed up with in the last 7 years, Jeff?
only two that I know of.
Okay. You got three Google business profiles, bud.
Yeah, I know. Last time I looked, I didn't have three. I only had the original one I had. If I remember right, I set it up myself.
Okay.
The one that has the two.
The two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the only one that looks like it was done right, to be honest with you. That's the crazy thing.
I think it's got my photos in it.
Yeah, but here's the problem. So, like, you don't have any Google verification on any of them. It does have beautiful photos. It's set up properly. The two reviews are both 5-star, right? But you don't have any verification done. If Google doesn't verify your business, we literally have a form where you gotta like send in your license, your insurance, you know, the business registration. They ask you to send in this stuff, fill out this form. If you don't do that, you don't get that badge and the check mark, no company's gonna be able to do optimization. And that's where my concern is that, you know, the Google partners would be able to see if you're a verified contractor. That's why it wasn't coming up in our system. And so if you're not verified, these guys, Apex, you know, they're just creating that profile for you, and they're not actually going to ever be able to get you listed on the first page for people who are looking up one of the services you provide. You can Google CAT Construction. I sent you the link. I texted it to you there, and that's what it looks like if you look up your business, and you'll get those three profiles, but none of them are verified. And that's usually the first step we do on every account is Google verification. Like, we literally send you the form while we have you on the line here, and then, you know, we do the PIN verification letter. Did you ever get a PIN at that address? Because they do have an address for you on one of the profiles. You remember getting a
postcard? Yeah, I actually did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
ever put that 5-digit number in the back end of it?
I thought I did.
The Google business profile? Yeah, there's usually like a little 5-digit number on the back of the card. And then they'll send you a form you gotta fill out and do like a little video. Did you ever go through that?
Now that, I did not.
Okay. Okay. I see where it got, everything is stopped right there then. Okay. Well, all right, I got a solution. No, get the website. The thing is, even your good one's got that, oh no, okay, no website on that one. Okay, there's no website on any of them. Okay, that's good. Angie's has a totally different address than what we would PIN verify. That was the Midland address that you had that postcard sent to, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to be able to fix this for you and have it all done come Monday. But let me see what I could do with this pricing structure. There's that platinum bundle in the pricing page, the one I was telling you about with the website included. It's normally the one that's advertised at $599. It has everything, like Google, Bing, all the directories you would get from Apex that they're promising you there, but also you're getting, like, obviously we'll walk you through the Google verification. That's a no-brainer. But there's Facebook ads on there. There's a tracking system in there. I mean, like I said, it's usually $5.99 monthly in product. That's what your local competitors have. Would you settle on $249 month to month? That's close to our wholesale cost on it, but I would knock all this out, and it's month to month. So it's like, I'll try to bring in traffic as much as we can. It's peak time of the year, so if we can't land you a couple jobs over the next 30 days, then nobody can, right? But even if you try it for a month and you leave us, you could leave us at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. At least all these discrepancies are cleared and we get you a website. I'm kind of putting you in like a win-win situation. But obviously we're going to do everything in our power to keep you on board each month, but I just want you to kind of see what I'm getting at with giving
you that. So $249 forever, basically.
Yeah, it's month to month as long as you choose to remain with us. That won't ever go back up or change on you. And then I'll knock out all these discrepancies over the holiday weekend, because we're only out tomorrow, and then I'm back in here on Friday, and then I have my whole team with me here throughout Saturday and Sunday as well. So you know, come Monday morning, you know, we'll clear up a lot of these discrepancies, and I'll have the verification form sent over to you right now, and then you can work on that. If you get that back to us by Monday, I mean, you're going to be in a whole different marketing realm. And then, you know, if we can go, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks after that, I mean, you'll be able to see enough results where you can leave Apex, you can leave Angie's. I'm sure you won't lose any sleep over either of them, or any business for that matter.
Okay.
You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, let me, I don't know if I can, let me look, I gotta look at my account real quick, because I've been paying for materials and stuff, and I don't know if I gotta check my account, because I
okay.
haven't paid
well,
this week yet.
Well, you do that, I have to message them downstairs anyway, and make sure that I can have Steve waive the fees affiliated with getting you a new domain name. So, you check that, and I'll message Steve here.
Okay.
All right. I get you a new domain purchase. I want to see if they have maybe catconstructionllcin.com available. It'd be nice if we can get that other one back, but it looks like it's in like Japanese or Chinese or something. I think that one's a lost cause. Probably have it overseas. I know Google will let us get the CatConstructionLLCIN.com for $99. We'll buy that for you.
CatConstructionLLCIN?
Yeah, for Indiana.
Okay.
And they also have CatConstructionIN.com without the LLC on it, also available. You have some options here. You could also do... Did you ever have that old domain name on like a business card or like a or decal on the side of the truck or like a vinyl or anything like that?
I did. Well, on a business card I did.
Okay, but not on a work vehicle currently?
No.
Okay. That's good.
But those business cards have all been I actually ran out of business cards a while back, so I need to actually order some new ones, but you know, I haven't done that yet anyway.
Well, I mean, they could always Google you once we clear these discrepancies, you know. that's supposed to replace business cards, you know. You can just look me up, and there's my reviews and the number, everything that's on the business cards right there in the Google business profile. It's just, you got so many discrepancies, and you got three different ones. Google won't give out any of them until we verify what's what, you know. They don't want to mislead anybody, so. It's almost like you have the opposite of optimization here. Your listings are basically being hidden because Google doesn't know if they recommend you, if they're actually giving somebody up-to-date information.
Right.
Yeah. But I'll check and see if they have catconstruction.com or catconstructionllc.org or .net as an alternative.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll request a couple of different options, but I already got approval for us to purchase the domain from Steve, so we'll have some options ready for you. What'll happen is on Friday I'll schedule an interview, and you can meet with the client interview technician and Steve, and they'll go over like all the services you provide, the service area you cover, and then we'll get that domain finalized. And I don't know if you're interested in like the Google Voice tracking numbers where it changes the caller ID so you know what's a lead and what's a personal call, but they'll give you the option on that too. It's no extra charge.
Yeah,
it's nice. It'll show a different number on your Google business profile, but it'll auto forward to your phone in real time, and it just has a caller ID system on there, so you'll know it's somebody calling you off of Google versus a personal call or something.
Gotcha.
And that's hooked up to a tracking system too. So at the end of each month, you can log into it daily actually, but at the end of each month, we can log in there and I can show you, you know, what we've done from today until, August 3rd. And then if you want to keep moving forward, that'll basically be my selling tool to you. It's just to show you what we've brought in over the last 30 days. Let me get rid of this domain. Yeah, it looks like you got bought out by somebody in China or something. I don't know how to read that hieroglyphic writing, so I don't know if it's Chinese or Japanese or what, but it definitely says it was.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was doing fine, have been fine for quite a while, and all of a sudden it just...
Yeah, because it looks like what you had was like a rental domain, so it's like you rent it for like a year, and then it like auto-renews every year, and then maybe you got like a different card or something, and then that payment didn't go through, and so they put it up there for bid and sold it. Instead of, they should have called you and have somebody there. Yep. Like,
that's cool. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a bunch of crap because I paid my dues for it every year.
Yeah. Well,
that's
a hypothetical. I'm not verifying that that's actually what happened. I'm just saying that that's a scenario where that could happen.
No,
you know?
No. I totally understand.
You were renting the domain, right? You didn't own it. It was just like an annual thing where you'd rent it from GoDaddy.
Well, it wasn't from GoDaddy at all. Not that I know of. It was through the company I was using. It set it up, and this has been set up for
years. Yeah, you were saying.
Yeah, years, and then all of a sudden I don't know what happened. Like I said, I've been dealing with them and paying my dues, and I don't know if it's a rental or not, but I mean everything was going fine.
Yeah, I'm not saying that your payment peaked. I'm just saying, like, hey, they, you know, usually if it's a rental, that's the only time you could lose it. When you buy a domain, they're usually a bit more expensive. Like, the rental per year is literally, like, $150 maybe. It's pretty cheap.
Oh, no. I was paying $3,000.
Oh, no. See, that sounds like buying it. They didn't send you, like, ownership paper in the mail. Usually they have, like, a document they'll send you. And shows that you're the owner of that domain. Because if you have that, I mean, there's a real problem going on there. You can go after somebody if your domain got sold out from under you and you own it, you know. But the only way it gets sold out from under you like that is if you're renting it. And then they, you know, when you rent it, it's not like regular property. They could evict you at any time and sell it, you know. It's like renting a home. Like, hey, I sold the house.
Yeah.
Our agreement's over. Yeah, so.
Yeah, see, I probably do. I have to go back and.
Either way, that's old news, right? What I want is to be able to have you move forward without stressing out about that anymore. And so, like I said, you know, the domain, we're going to get you a new domain. We'll have some different options for you. We'll get that knocked out. I already got that teed up for you, and then. You know, like I said, I want to put you in position where you got everything under one roof. You're already focused on this business. You should be focused on the job in front of you, getting good reviews, making sure your clients are taken care of, not hopping on the computer trying to figure out what's going on with your site and all these other things, you know. So,
right.
The idea here is to put you on this platinum bundle. Now you got one customer service department, one team here. That phone number I'm texting you from is our line. We have 24/7 customer service available to you. You'll also have my direct number and extension. And then now you have a team of guys with a 20-year track record of doing this for business owners that you can contact anytime if you need help with any of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Just relieve the stress and enjoy 4th of July.
Amen,
it stresses me out just looking at it, though. Yeah, you got a lot of stuff going on, and it looks like you had good intentions, like you were just trying to get it knocked out and handled, but you just, I don't know if you ran into the wrong people or you tried to do it yourself, and then instead of them getting into the one you did yourself and fixing things, they just try to create a whole nother one, and that's how I know that they're not Google partners, because we would never do something like that. We know Google will suspend listings if there's duplicates floating around, so...
Well, so I will tell you, do you know how many companies have called me? So, oh, you know, we can get you on the first page of Google.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of SEOs out there. Google hates
so many.
Yeah, we almost got shut down, actually, because we started out as an SEO company. We didn't voluntarily become a Google partner. It was like, become a Google partner and fork over some of the the earnings, and we give you the algorithm updates, or you guys got to shut down and stop offering this to people. And so we operated from 2004 to 2014, our first 10 years, independently as just an SEO company. And I worked here 2 years as just an SEO company. And then I thought I was going to lose my job when this started, the whole partner program, because that required me to go in there and go through 9 months, you know, just to get Google certification. But we're right next to them, so it's not like we're in California here in SoCal. So it's not like I was like had to relocate or uproot the family or everything like that to get it. It was just a lot of extra hours. But nonetheless, those SEO companies, Google's been trying to shut them down. They don't want anybody operating independently, offering business owners any kind of Google advertisement without our operations being overseen by them. They don't want us to guarantee you jobs from Google advertising, even if people do get jobs from it every day. They just don't want us to do that. It's just not ethical. You know, if I sign you up on the pretense of, hey, you're going to get 10 jobs, you sign up with me today, and you get 7, you know, Google just loses you, and they're not interested in lying to you guys in order to earn your business, you know. It should be looked at as a long-term solution, not a get-rich-quick scheme.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I still got to verify the profile. I know you said you want to check on some things before we move forward, but I have most of it here.
No, I'm okay. I can, you said 249, right?
Yeah, it'll be 249 exactly. I'm going to send you all the paperwork and documentation while I have you on the line here. Is Chad short for anything?
No.
No? What's your last name, Chad?
Thompson. Thompson.
Okay. And then what's your business email address?
C.A.T.ConstructionLLC@gmail.com.
You said LLC at the end?
Yes.
Okay. And then this phone number is the best phone number for us and your clients to get a hold of you?
Yes.
Okay. Looks like we talked to you a while back. We talked to you. Oh, yeah. First time we ever spoke with you, looks like it was October of 2018. You spoke with one of our reps here, and then... the next time was November of 21. It was about a 2-year gap between the last time we had an opening.
And I then, don't remember.
It's a long time ago. The November of 21 was November 1st. You spoke with a guy, Dexter. And you said you were booked up for 6 months, not taking any more work, on hold on Yelp because getting many phone calls. You were doing Home Advisor back then.
Well, I was on Home Advisor. I wasn't technically. So I was on Home Advisor for a little bit, and I canceled it. And that was back in 2019, I think it was. It still showed up as I was being on Home Advisor, but I canceled their services and everything.
If you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, they got in so much trouble doing that. They had this guy that canceled them, and then they were snaking his job opportunities in the area because he didn't have his Google listing verified or anything. And so when they looked him up, even if they were looking for him specifically, they were ending up on Home Advisor and getting turned into leads, and then they were selling those to people. They got sued for that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the Federal Trade Commission actually shut them down in 2012, and then they rebranded in 2014 as Home Advisor. They bought Angie's in 2017, and then they're back under investigation again as of 2022. So who knows? They might actually end up having to close their doors for good one of these days. And then there's two different addresses I found online. There was one that was verified already, and there's a different one.
That's weird, considering I've always been at the same address since I've had my business.
Okay. Well, then I'm gonna pull the information just from the good Google business profile and just have it match up with that. Because it seems like you got the PIN already for that, the one you set up for yourself. Okay. I'm going to request to delete these other ones. So 2747 East Midland Road?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what they had for PV. Okay, let me save that. Okay, I'm going to leave hours, operation, everything the same on that. Photos are great on that. Okay, Let's just get these other two deleted. Deleted. Okay. So we're going to find out who created those. I already got a lead on Apex. I want to find out who created that other one, though. There's three of them.
I don't know who created the other one, honestly.
Okay. No worries. Do you have access to one of them, the one you created with the two reviews on it?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Send you a link, and it'll add us as manager, and then we can go in there, and we can request the deletion instead of having to have you go in there and request it. We'll just request it for you. Okay. All right. All right. And then for that client interview on Friday, what's the best time for you, Chad?
Probably in the afternoon after...
Like this time?
After 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Anytime after 3 o'clock. I got to work on Friday myself, and I will probably be done, I'm guessing, around 1 or 2 o'clock, so that's why I think 3 o'clock would be a safe time.
Okay. I have a 2 to 3, and then I got a 4 to 5.
Let's do 4 to 5 then.
All right. I'm going to text you 1 hour before, though. So at 3 o'clock, I'll shoot you a text just as a reminder in case you get a little crazy tomorrow.
No. I don't get crazy anymore. I'm too old to get crazy.
I'm not too old to get crazy, but I got two little guys, and we're by the beach down here. I'm originally from Huntington Beach, so they have these huge like firework shows at the pier. And so pretty much I'm going to spend my day on a beach cruiser with two little dudes on the back. So I won't be able to get drunk. Yeah, it'll just be coffee and a lot of cardio. Probably get all
tan. I hear you.
Maybe get a sunburn or two. All right.
I don't do the beach anymore. I used to.
Yeah, I grew up on the beach, and I just kind of, I got over it for a period. I think I took like 2-3 years of just not even going, and then, you know, it hit me. Like, California's got all these taxes that I pay every year, and it's because we're by the beach, and I never go to the ocean. So I'm like, if I'm going to pay for it, it's a mile away.
Might as well go.
Yeah, I might as well go. So it helps, though, if I'm in the office all day long. Especially at summertime, I can get out there the last couple hours when the sun goes down and get some sun. Kind of helps me not get depressed. All right, so I got you squared away for Friday. Then let me just adjust this. So we're going to put you on this platinum bundle. I'm going to waive all setup fees on it. We're going to reduce it to $249, and I'm going to include the website for you. I'm going to send this to you in writing.
So I need to be getting a hold of this Apex Media Solutions and canceling that, right?
Yeah. You don't want them charging you again, because once we get access to this Google Business Profile, they're going to get kicked out anyway. So there's not anything that they could do. Even on those other ones, we're going to request that they delete those other ones so we can remove your discrepancies online. So you're not going to need it. Otherwise, all they're going to be doing is charging you, but they won't be able to do anything. So stop the charging.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the Angie's List Home Advisor stuff, that's up to you. We're not affiliated with them. Google tells us not to bash them because they pay Google a lot of money to advertise on Google and actually get those leads that they resell, but they're resold leads, and your chances of getting them are slim, even if you call them right away, because they're selling them to like four guys or five guys at a time. So, you know, you got like a 20% chance by the time it gets texted to you. It's almost like you're gambling. All right, and then I got your profile set up for the $249 first month payment. How did you want to secure it?
With card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, or does it have the business name on it too?
It's business name.
Okay, CAD Construction LLC. Billing address the same?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I noticed your billing address was hidden on the Google Business Profile that had the two reviews. You want to leave it like that, right? Where it just says Indianapolis, Indiana, 46227?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there's 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Let me turn the light on for a second. You'd think I'd memorize it for the times I've looked at it. Okay, it is. Oh, goodness. I'm going to turn the light on.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
It is. I'm ready.
5-1. Okay, 5190.
5190.
7104.
7104.
5884.
5884.
5305.
5305. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0427.
0427, and then 3-digit code on the back.
357.
All right. All right, I'm going to send this text message confirmation over. The text is actually going to have a link. It's going to come via email as well. I'll have an outline of the agreement, and then the more important thing is your Google verification form. Once you're verified, we'll never have to go through that process again. We're going to complete the process this time. Not stop at the video. The good thing about working with a Google partner is if you're missing something on there and we do have to do the video verification, we could just three-way call and verify over the phone ourselves, but they do ask you to have a camera on to do the video verification.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Good thing you're not a female business owner. I've had some of these ladies, hold on, I got to do my hair. let me get decent. Like, oh, God.
Okay, so I just got a text. Click on here for the description terms. Is that correct?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to resend this one to you, though, because I think that one was showing future billing at $299. I just updated it. And then I'm going to resend you a fresh one here. So it should be 249 and then 249 moving forward. Ah, come on. I hit the save button. Update. Delete and recreate future invoice. Update. There it goes. Jesus. Floppy. Oh, man. Okay, here we go. It's just good to have this documented because the pricing structure I gave you on the Platinum Bundle is less than half. But once you see everything that we're able to do for you, I feel like we'll maybe be able to grow you or do something bigger here down the line. Right now, I just want to show and prove what we can do when it's done the right way. Do you have a crew there, Chad? Like, what's your capacity? No, it's just you? Yeah, how many?
Just me and one other guy.
How many jobs do you guys think you can do a month?
I mean, that's
kind of a vague question, right? Let's just say like a remodel, like a kitchen or a bath.
So a bathroom remodel takes longer than the kitchen remodel. Don't ask me why, but it does.
Plumbing tile,
a lot of tile.
So... backbreaking.
I did a kitchen, just to give you an idea, I did a kitchen, and this was down to bare studs. It was a kitchen, and I did flooring throughout the whole upstairs of the house and stairs, and I did that all, new cabinets, all that, in 2 weeks. And right now, I'm on my third week in a bathroom. So, just because I'm getting close to finishing up, I got like two days left. But
okay.
It's just been crazy.
I mean, are they good paying jobs, though? I can't imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Two, 3 weeks. Yeah, I mean, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, realistically, from start to finish, you'd probably be able to do about two a month.
If it's, yeah, two bigger jobs a month, yeah. Otherwise, I can knock off... you know, if they're small jobs, it could be anywhere from 10 to 20, I mean, honestly.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I'm talking, you know, that's talking one two-day jobs. I mean, that happens very rarely, but it does happen.
Yeah, we would hope that you take a cherry picking method to it, not wrap yourself up on the smaller ones, but I understand how it is when you just getting going and you're trying to ramp things up. There is a pipeline. That's a good thing though. There's a tracking system in there. So if you're missing calls or it starts to get overwhelming, you could just dive in there and recover the numbers and follow up with these people, see what they're looking for. Okay. I was thinking we had more capacity. I don't know why I didn't ask you that sooner, because we've been, I mean, it's peak time of the year, so.
Right.
It's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing on your part, but we're like, kind of want to make sure that we're taking care of as many people as possible. I mean, I guess the good thing is there's two other guys up there for Google Places, so if it doesn't work for you, they can hop back on and maybe call somebody else. Or if they're looking for a cheap rate, they can go fill out that Angie's List Home Advisor form and go find one of those guys, I guess. All right. You save. All right, so you should be getting your Google verification form and your tracking system. I did get that text you said done. Let me just refresh here.
Did I text that to you?
Yeah, you did. I don't know if you did it unintentionally. I thought you were saying you were done with signing the subscription terms, but yeah, it was a two-question.
No, I haven't. I didn't even, I don't know how I did that. I must have face salve or something.
You got
I literally had the phone up to my ear, so.
That's funny. Yeah, you texted done over to us with two.
Okay,
two
so I'm on here, so.
All right.
What do I need to click on now? So I got
the two most recent ones. Before you said done, the most recent one has a link in there. It says url.local/.com/google. That's your verification form. That's where you send us the license, insurance, your documentation, and we'll do a Google verification and put the badge on there so that way customers search and know you have that stuff. They don't have to verify it. You know, that helps.
Okay, so this shows Google verification. There's Chad Thompson. It has my personal email. Do I need to switch that?
No, that's fine. That might be what you're already logged into on that device. So when you fill it out and send it to us, it'll tell us, oh, Chad Thompson, I have a phone number, everything. That way we can verify who sent the form, what business it's for.
So do I send it under my email, my business email?
No, it should be fine like that. We already have your first, last CAT Construction LLC, the address. I mean,
okay.
It's really your preference. If one of them's off, that's fine. It's not for your Google business profile. The Google business profile is basically set, but this is for them to do the advanced verification. And then we'll get access to the Google business profile that you do have access to, the one that's set up properly. We'll log into that one, and then once we're into that one, we'll request they finalize the deletion. Usually what they have us do is, like, we request it, and then you log in and you request it. But it's kind of it might take 30 minutes to an hour to kind of sit down, go through it, and show you how to do it step by step. It's a lot easier if we just add us as manager. We can go in there and we can request it and have it deleted. Save you a headache.
Okay, so I guess what I'm doing the verification, and it's asking me for pictures and...
Yeah. Oh, Chad, sorry. You don't have to fill that out right now. It might take you two, three days. It's not that it's super long or anything like that, but just to be able to, like, pull together your paperwork, I wasn't planning on you. I mean, if you want to do it when we get off the line here. But I just...
Oh, no.
That's
what I'm asking. Am I in the right thing here?
Oh, yeah, you're in the right thing. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was going through it, so I was just typing. The local/Google verification, right? So I was just going through it and reading it, and I was filling it out, and then I come up on all this. So.
Sorry, I should have told you that. Yeah, it's just I wanted you to know what it looks like and how to get to it, because I won't be on the line to walk you through it unless there's a problem with it. Then on Friday, you know, I'll jump on and walk you through it if we have to. But if you could work on that or gather that between now and then, that'd be great. And then the other one is just an outline of the agreement in writing. So you have documented everything that we're doing for you, okay? We always send everything in writing as a Google partner. So even though it's a month-to-month service, you're not binded to a contract or anything like that. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, no penalties, anything like that. We document it all too. So that way you have it on file and we have it on file. And then same thing with that rate. If I am, if I croak or I'm not here or blow my hand off 4th of July, pass away, your deal's the same. Not that I'm planning on it. But
yeah, please don't. Don't do that.
I got two little boys I got to put on a show, so I know I'm definitely going to be messing with some fireworks tomorrow. But I should be okay. Oh, man, that's funny. Yeah, but it's just so that you have it all documented, you know. And then my plan is for us to be your last stop, okay? No more of this duplicate listings, 20 marketing guys. Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to leave this call with that peace of mind that this is it. You know, we'll get it done, and I'm gonna send you my direct number and extension as well.
Okay.
And so I'll be here to walk you through it. If you have questions, comments, concerns, if it's tomorrow, obviously I'll be down at the beach with my boys, but you could still call in. We have 24/7 customer service. We always have live operators in house here available to you.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to our team. Have a great 4th of July, and we'll circle back with you Friday at 4 o'clock, and we'll knock out that client interview with you, okay?
That sounds great. I appreciate it.
Likewise. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm looking forward to earning your business.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye. Have a great day.
And bye-bye.
Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.